Western Kentucky University is working to expand the number of students who participate in its study abroad program. The school is holding a fair this Wednesday on campus for students interested in studying overseas. We'll have more on that at the end of this story. Joining us now to talk about the impact of study abroad is John Sunnygard, Associate Provost of Global Learning and International Affairs at WKU, and Natasha Broy, a journalism major from Clarksville, Tennessee, who studied in Italy earlier this summer. I asked John about some of the misperceptions his office is trying to dispel about study abroad programs.
When most Americans think about traveling outside the country, they're thinking about vacation. And you know, to travel outside the country, generally, that's associated with spending a lot of money on a tour or something like that. And I think that same perception carries over with study abroad, unfortunately. And it couldn't be further from the truth. One of the things that we've learned is, first of all, that everyone benefits from an experience living and learning in another culture. And there's so much learning that goes on. The United States government has some wonderful scholarship programs. Western Kentucky University has some wonderful scholarship programs so that we can make that experience available to everyone. The other thing is that for some reason people have this perception that study abroad is only for students in maybe the social sciences or in the humanities. Well, and again, that's something that couldn't be further from the truth. Americans work abroad all the time. And the folks who are most likely to work abroad are people who are in engineering or business people. And of course, you know, business people are composed of people from all kinds of different academic majors. One of the things that we're doing at the university is trying to expand the study abroad options so that a student can go earlier in their academic career. Because students who study abroad are more likely to graduate than students who don't, especially students who are first-generation college students, minority students, and believe it or not, men.
Natasha, you spent about a month in Italy earlier this summer in places like Rome, Florence, Siena, and Ostia. Give us an idea, when you think back, what sticks out in your mind as being the most important or consequential thing you experienced while in Italy?
I remember we went to the Academia to see the Statue of David. And as an art history minor, that is something I previously studied and wrote about. And just seeing it in photographs really didn't do it justice. So I remember there was a moment where we entered a room and there's a long hallway leading up to the Statue of David. And I just remember I couldn't wait to get right in front of it. I was dragging my friends along. It was probably the most exciting experience of my program.
Natasha, had you always wanted to do a study abroad program, or did you have to overcome in any way some fears or doubts in your mind that you could succeed at study abroad?
I know when I came into college, it definitely seemed possible for other students, but I knew that I had to explore some of my options in order to see if this is something that I really wanted to do. So I just had to put myself out there and realize that this is something that was completely obtainable for me and other students like me coming from a low-income, minority background, first-generation college student, because my parents had never experienced anything like that either. And so this is definitely a new opportunity that I was able to take on, and I'm very grateful for that.
We've been speaking with Natasha Broy, a WKU student who participated in a study abroad program in Italy this summer, and John Sunnygard, Associate Provost of Global Learning and International Affairs at WKU. The school is hosting a study abroad fair this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the McMurrin Honors College and International Center. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.